Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
I will not be lost in the name of Jesus Christ. I won't be lost. I know that on that day, when all the people who are righteous, whose righteousness comes by the finished work on the cross, and not their works, not their own works, on that day when I stand perfected in Christ, when I see Spurgeon, when I see Babalola, when I see King David, when I see Queen Esther, when I see Joseph, when I see the Apostle Paul, when I see Apostle Peter, and all the other brothers that have lived for thousands of years, I will know. I will know them. And they will know me just as I am known also. For I have now been perfected, I've been changed into what Christ looks like. Lord, help me while I'm here to draw close. Let me tell you, the eternal plan is that you will be with the Lord forever and ever. That's the eternal plan. Satan cannot force you. Can't force a change on it. Even God can't force a change on it. It's actually your own decision. Brother, was it Brother Elijah that was saying to us earlier in the morning that you are free to make decision, but you are not free from the consequences or repercussions of your own decision. But you are free to make decision. You are free to exercise your free will. Whatever you want to do, wherever you want to be. Let us tell him, Lord, help me. In the course of these 3 days, as we have asked before, do a quick work in righteousness. Plant me and let me be planted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So I'm continuing from where we stopped from the introduction. And what we'll look at in this session is, what is the gospel? We have seen the Lord Jesus, when he was speaking, he was talking about this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the nations, right? As a witness to them. And then the end will come. So it's important that we begin to deconstruct the whole, message by starting with, what is even the gospel? Since there are all manner of things that people peddle and say today and claim that it is the gospel. You understand? So we need to ask, what is even the gospel? So the gospel is the good news that salvation or deliverance from sin and its consequences has come to man. And that man can now be a citizen of and have an inheritance in the coming kingdom of God through faith. Or I want to add there, through personal faith. Okay, not just through faith, but through what? Personal faith.
in the substitutionary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Amen. So, what I will attempt to do is try and deconstruct the whole thing little by little, okay? Until we're able to finish it. So, when you say gospel, what's actually the meaning of the word gospel? No. Let's not take it too far yet. What is, if I'm summarizing, what is simply gospel?
Good news.
And I've heard Pentecostal preachers say, what is a good news? Is it not that there's money for somebody that doesn't have money? I've heard them say things like that. People that thousands of people respect. Is it not this one? Is it not that one? Is it not all manner of things? But the gospel, see, let me ask you, just quickly, if the good news you have is that you can eat 3 square meals and there's fat money in the bank account, but you are still going to die, and you will not take a cent or a kobo, and this gospel, quote and unquote, has nothing in terms of provision for that time. Does it pay anybody? Just as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, is it 15:19? That was saying that if our hope in Christ is for this world only, we are of all men the most miserable. It is sad. It is sad that people who are standing to talk as representatives of God do not even understand Jesus, nor have they accepted for their own lives this gospel. No wonder it becomes very easy for them to also easily derail other people. You will not be derailed in the name of Jesus. The gospel is the good news. What good news? That finally, salvation or deliverance from sin. It means the same thing, okay? And deliverance from the consequences of sin has now come to man. That's the good news. Amen. It has now come to man. Very quickly read for me the scriptures that are there. Matthew 1:21, Acts 4:12, Acts 5:31. You have to be fast because I may not be able to explain everything.
And she shall bring forth a son.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus. And you will call the name of this son Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sin. Just a question. And I will not dwell there because of time. Okay? Can you imagine that somebody has been going to church all his life and you are not saved from sin? Do you understand? Does sin have respect for anybody? If you like the rich man, there's nobody that sin cannot wound, mortally wound, and kill. Except you have come to Jesus to deliver you. Yes, the next one.
Acts 4:12.
Neither is there salvation in any other person.
For there is none other name under heaven.
Because there's no other name under heaven that is given among men
whereby we must be saved,
except in this same Jesus. So it is the good news that deliverance from sin, freedom from sin, and victory over sin and its consequences has come to man.
That is the greatest news since the fall of Adam. What is the distance in between? Thousands of years. That's the greatest news. And it keeps being the breaking news every time it is preached. I don't have time today. I would have explained to you. Are you getting it? The different, very convenient ways different religions use to manage sin. Since there's not enough time, so I'll just mention maybe two or three thereabouts. You have a system where you go to the Father and you confess your sin, and then the Father will absolve you. He'll say you are clean. Meanwhile, after a while, confession now became a weekly matter. Father, forgive me because I have sinned. In fact, it's even part of the religion. Let me tell you something. The kingdom that we are talking about, one who lives in sin cannot enter. Let me show you that quickly. Like I said, I won't explain. I'm just touching it so that we are not derailed. I want to keep to time, okay? In the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Let me start from chapter 21, verse 27. Can you read it for me?
And there shall in no wise enter into it,
yes,
anything that defiles.
Yes.
Neither whatsoever works abomination.
Yes.
Or makes a lie.
Yes.
But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes. Can you see that? Nobody can enter in. Eh? Anyone who practices any abomination or who devises a lie. It's only the people that whose names are written. The people that are pre-recorded, they are the people that will enter in. So imagine if somebody keeps doing, Father, forgive me because I have sinned. There are some religions that believe that Kosenti Ondeshe, Olorunmadare Esewajiwani, that is, there's nobody that does not sin. God will just keep forgiving us our sin. Particularly, the more good works that we do, God will, you know, we'll keep looking at our good works compared to our bad work, the one that weighs more. That's what God will use. But it is said somewhere in the Bible that all our works, or all our righteousness, they are like what? Filthy rag. We all fade like a leaf. And our iniquity, like a wind, drives us. Amplified Bible says, it hurries us towards divine judgment. Amen. The matter of sin is not a bodily matter. What is corrupt is the spirit inside. So the good news is that Jesus has brought freedom from sin. Sin, that thing that does not make a human being to be able to look up to God and be able to stand against the devil and be able to take his place in the plan and purposes of God for his destiny. The gospel is the good news that deliverance from sin and deliverance from the consequences of sin has now come to man. Amen. Are we getting it now? Yes, read on the next one.
Him as God exalted with his right hand.
This same Jesus at God exalted to his right hand. He is supposed to be our prince and our savior.
For to give repentance to Israel.
He is supposed to give repentance to Israel.
And forgiveness of sins.
And forgiveness of sins. Of course, if you are in the December meeting, I'm sure you remember how we talked about how we are freed forever from sin. The good news is that Jesus has paid the price. Do you get the idea? So that I can now draw close to God. And let me tell you, any day, any time, that's better than some messages that talks about how to tap favor from something. You know these funny things that people preach? If you come directly one-on-one, you and God alone, what favor do you need again? If you are able to come one-on-one with God, conscience, if you are able to come one-on-one, you and God alone, and God is saying, tell me, what do you want? Is that not easier than that one man of God has to say, if you are a true daughter, you must know how to give to a servant of God. You must know how to honor your prophet. By a prophet, God delivered Israel. By a prophet, he was preserved. What does that even mean? Have you not read in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is superior to prophets? Men are always so interested in how to keep other men under subjugation. I'm asking you a question. The question I'm asking all of you, which one is cheaper and more economical? That you can just walk up to God with confidence. And you are walking up to God and you are sure of a welcome. To come and talk to Him from your own heart. And when He hears, it's okay, I've had you. I will do this for you, I'll do this and I'll do that. And that will be beautiful. Are you getting it? Or you must come see one daddy, and then if you have not been servicing the daddy, if you are not paying money well, you may say, bless you. Maybe the secretary comes, Sister Soso has come. What does she want? Okay, let her wait in the reception. Tell her I'm busy. God is never too busy for you. He's never as. Now, who is the busiest person that you know? Do you know if God was not maintaining the universe, two planets would have collided? Then you have all manner of debris from space falling upon the earth. If God was resting, do you know that all the different species of the billions of ants, there'll be no food for them? Imagine that because he's so busy, God will only be seeing you, you will see people only once a week. Do you know that literally, somebody is praying or talking to God every second, and it's not disturbing him from doing all the other things he's doing. And it's not disturbing him from giving them full attention. No. I pray you will never again leave your matters in the hands of men. Even if those men, even if that man is Brother Abraham. Amen. Do you understand? I keep rejoicing in the blessing of access. That every time I want to come, I can do what? I can come. Which one is the next one so that we can move on? Okay, read Acts 13, 38 to 39, and then we can move to the next point.
Be it known unto you, therefore.
Let it be known unto you, therefore,
men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of
sin. That through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin.
And by him.
And by this man.
All that believe are justified.
Everyone who believes is justified.
From all things.
From how many things? Is it some things? From all things. From which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. The only thing the law of Moses does is you will die, because the soul that sinned it shall die. The law of Moses cannot give anybody life. It's an instrument of death. That's why there has to be a new testament. A new and a better promise. A new testament on better promises and better assurances. See what we are talking about here. So, that is why the gospel is a good news. And what I want to say is a bit heavy. Okay? Let me tell you. If people have been preaching to you for years, and they had never taught you this personal free access to God that excludes them, you never heard the true gospel. Amen. There's only one mediator between God and man, and it is the man, Jesus Christ, not any general overseer, not any leader of ministry, not any papa in the Lord, not anybody. Amen. We are merely just helpers of your joy. Our work is simply to guide you. You understand? Sometimes we might, if you don't know how to talk to him, we might even guide you in what to say and how to begin. And the moment you begin, we are to withdraw. Amen. I will not be an enemy of the cross. No. Because I know what he suffered. Nobody could have bear that kind of pain. He was even offered, you know, the kind of drink that will numb him to the pain. The moment he tasted it, he rejected it. Said he must taste every. So, Sister Ruth, you understand what I was telling you now? That's why there's no forgiveness for those people. I mean, those who deliberately derail people so that they can have money. I don't know how cheap people can be. When you are given, come and rule the entire universe with me. And I say, no, let me scam people. I'm okay. Let God bless my also. I don't get how myopic somebody can be. And up till now, they've not risen beyond asking for money. Up till now, they've not risen. More than 30 years in ministry, it is still the same story. He's always constantly inventing new ways of how to milk people. The joy and the good news that is in the gospel is that you can now come. And it will give you access as if it's only you. I know what I'm talking about because I taste it. And I taste it daily. In fact, one of the days I said to myself, even if the whole world comes inside this thing, it will still be more than enough. That's why there's no need to hoard anything. Do you understand? Imagine that the whole world is inside. By the time all of us, you know, finish taking, it will look as if we didn't even take anything. That's how. What's that English word? That's how endless God is. That's how big. That's how measureless he is. And that is the good news. Now, but you know, shall you know that if that's all the good news, is that not good news enough? Yes. But Baba has not even started though. That's the least. The one I've been talking about since is the least. Now, the gospel is the good news, not only that salvation or deliverance from sin and the consequence of sin has come to man, but also, and that man can now be a citizen of the kingdom of God. What does that mean? For everyone who receives him and his salvation, you are automatically translated into another kingdom. You automatically leave the realm of death and you enter the realm of life. Amen. Automatically. It doesn't come up to be asking people, have you gone for deliverance? You have not gone for deliverance. That means your salvation is not complete, though. It is a, that man is a liar from hell. When somebody ever asks, if anybody mistakenly asks you that kind of question, ask him. If he says, have you gone for deliverance? Ask him to, have you gone for deliverance? Because who needs deliverance? He needs to be delivered from such kind of myopic reasoning. It's hubris. There's so much pride in that statement. So, because what they are saying inadvertently is this. Christ didn't finish you, even if he said it is finished. We are the ones who must deliver you for it to be finished. How can that be true? And he said on the cross, as his life blood was flowing out, it is finished. Somebody came and he said, you must be delivered. The good news is that you can now be a citizen of God's kingdom. Amen. Let me describe it for you. If I'm a citizen now of God's kingdom, when I die, will I lose my citizenship?
No.
Are you following me? If I'm a citizen of his kingdom, and I'm saying this now for you to know why in Reformation Platform we don't talk about money. If I'm a citizen of God's kingdom now, honestly speaking, does that mean that I'm still tied, chained? Bound, imprisoned to Nigerian economy? No. Where does my supply come from? Him. And there's nothing I will ask that will threaten the resources of heaven. Because I'm a citizen. And God is a good king. I'm still coming, you know, I'm still coming to talk about, you are not just a citizen, no, you are actually a son. You are a member of the family. What has been given to people is very shallow. Because they know if they teach the whole truth, you won't give them money again. Amen. That's why it has to be important the way I package myself, the kind of name I'm called. When you want to say, Brother Abraham, say no. Why would you just insult me like that? I'm Apostle Doctor Prof. What manner of things that people call themselves? Yet, when you want to call God, you don't put doctor, you just say God. If you want to call the Lord Jesus, you just say Jesus. And he's not angry in heaven. How old is your generation? for you to be calling me my name. But they need to be packaged because they are selling markets. Amen. Did you see John the Baptist? What was his clothes? Camel hair. What was his food? Wild honey. Locust with honey. And then when you come, it's not. It is those antichrist that are sleek. I'm not saying that ministers of God are, they must be local people. No, that's what I'm saying. They are real people. That's what I'm saying. Before they come to stand on the stage, they don't wear makeup. Oh, you don't know that there are pastors who wear makeup, who must do their hair like this. And then when they do like this, you just say, here's his beard. If a man of God has time to be shaping beard, you don't know that that one cannot be a man of God. Somehow you don't know. You honestly don't know. This is your beard. How much time do you even have to? Do you understand? There's no time. And then a man will sit down, they will come before him, they will wax it, they will do like this. I say, 30 more minutes for service to start. 30 more minutes. Hey, it is well, though. You are now a citizen. Can you read the scriptures there for me, please? You are a citizen.
Who has delivered us?
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on. Even though I, you know, I'm the one that says you should read, but hold on. This thing is paining me. Do you know how Nigerians celebrate on Twitter and the rest of the social media when they get their citizenship in some of these countries abroad? Eh? And I want to ask you, there's no sin there. Eh? But because you don't understand what citizen or into, you know, what your citizenship is and what it means. Even human, ordinary human nations, they will go to any length to rescue one of their citizens. And then the same person that they rescue can tomorrow now commit suicide in their same country. They don't mind. But they don't want any other person else to catch you. Then you don't understand the amount of resources that God will expend to preserve you. The Lord Jesus told his apostles that night that he was to be arrested. When Peter was drawing out sword. But why are you with sword? Anyone that uses the sword will perish with sword. Do you think I cannot immediately now petition my father and more than 12 legions of angels will come and protect us? You don't understand. A legion is 6,000. That means 6,000 for each one of the 12. I don't know how many for he himself. If he doesn't want to go to the cross. That means that you can ask for what? If you can ask for a legion, you can ask for a legion. But what do you want to do with 6,000 angels? When just one angel is enough to wipe off in just one night over 200,000 soldiers and is not tired. We, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that this will be the beginning for you where you are lifted from here.
Amen.
Where you are not so glued to this present world. Where you know that there's actually more to life than this present world. Read now.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness?
Yes.
And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Yes.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
Yes.
Even the forgiveness of sin.
Amen. Amen. John 3:3-5. That's the second scripture there.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Except a man be born again.
Yes.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Five. Do you have an Amplified Bible? Because the word see there, I want you to see what it actually really, really means.
Jesus answered him. I assured you,
yes.
Most solemnly say to you.
Yes. Yes.
That is reborn from above.
Yes.
Spiritually transformed.
Yes.
Renewed.
Yes.
Sanctified.
Yes.
He cannot ever.
Yes.
See and experience the kingdom.
Aha. He cannot what? Ever. Can you repeat the things that were said? Because these are the things that shows what happens when you are now a citizen. It is because of what? One.
Spiritually transformed.
It's because you are spiritually transformed.
You are born from above.
It's because you are born from above.
You are renewed.
It's because you are renewed.
And sanctified.
It is because you are sanctified. And he that is above, or he that is from above, is above all, including Satan and all his devils. See, the moment understanding dawns on you, demons will just carry their load. You don't need to bind. You don't need to cast. They'll just carry their load. All of my people around, and they will pack out. It's a very, there's no argument, no nothing. It's a good news that now you are a citizen of God's kingdom. Not only that, you will live forever. death will have no. What's that English word? There's no sorrow with it. Because saints don't die. We just sleep. And you see, just as the twinkle of an eye, it doesn't go more than a second for you to step away from between living and eternity. It's just a step. It is godless people that die. They die, you. And when I say they die, I'm not saying that they too, they are no longer existing. No! Every human being is an eternal being, whether he has God or he doesn't have God. But when they die, they cannot come back again. Oh. They are eternally separated from God forever. But you, as a Christian, the moment you sleep, as you sleep your eyes here, and you open your eyes, angels that will receive you have arrived. Yeah? And if you labor properly here, it will show in the way they will treat you too. My Lord, it's time. Because you are a member of the royal family. That's the next thing I'm going to be talking about. So, the gospel is actually a really, really good news. You know when something beats your imagination and it beats your wildest dream? That's the gospel. Koshe fowora. How do you explain that in English? You can't buy it with money. It's not even cash and carry. It's not for sale. Because the person that gives it, you are too poor to even offer him anything. I'm talking of all the rich people in this world. They are too poor. That brings me to my next point. It's a good news because not only will you be a citizen of that kingdom, but do you also know why? It is also because you can have an inheritance in that same kingdom. You can have what? Can you read for me the scriptures? These are just few scriptures, so because of our time, we'll just take these two. Yes?
1 Peter 1:4.
Yes?
Born anew into an inheritance which is imperishable, beyond the reach of change, and undefiled and unfading, reserved in heaven for you.
Verse 5.
You who have been protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in the last time.
Okay, now can you read from NKJV? Because I want us to look at that, those things that are listed there one by one.
To an inheritance.
This inheritance is what?
Incorruptible.
What's the meaning of incorruptible? You know the spoil. Thank you.
Undefiled.
What's the meaning of undefiled? Eh? There's no stain of sin on it.
And that fades not away.
It doesn't fade away. What does that mean?
It's original.
Is it? It doesn't depreciate. It's more than original. Kokimbo, kokinsha. It doesn't go out of fashion, because what is given to you is at the peak. You know he said about himself that I am he who was, who is, and I'm the one who is to come. This year now, I'm sure they would have released maybe one car and phones and tabs and all of those things, 2022. They will make you look. I remember the time when they did the car, end of discussion. You know, you think that they will not do another car again. It's a lie. Oh. And the following year, the next one came out. That's a continue. But this inheritance that is given to you, it does not fade.
Reserved in heaven for you.
It does not fade. I'm coming. I'm still coming there. It doesn't fit. Is that not a good news? I don't have time. But I'll just point briefly because I don't have the time. You understand? What kind of inheritances should we expect? Don't you want to know? See, where the true gospel is taught, a rich man will want to throw away all his money so that he can have this thing we're talking about. It is because people who say they are preachers, they themselves have not seen it. That's why they shake before rich people. Will he take one cobble? Will he take an ATM? Even if he can take it, they don't spend that there. Even devils don't spend money. The currency they spend is souls. I can't collect money from you. Can I visit? Okay, what are they going to buy? Nothing. You say, see, I have a car. Sir, nobody will give you. So, you are the one that need toys. We don't need it. We already have you. That's better for us. Amen. Like I said, let me show you quickly because of my time. Okay? Let me just show you what this inheritance consists of. The first thing that we are going to inherit is eternal life. What did I call it? Like I said, I will just touch it briefly. You understand? So please, I may tell you to read 1 John 2:25.
And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life.
This is the what? Oh? This is the promise that he has promised us. Even eternal life. The next verse.
These things have I written
on. No. That's 2:25, Abby.
Yes, sir.
Read 5:11. 1 John 5:11 to 12.
And
let me see.
Is the record.
And this is the record.
That God has given to us eternal
life.
And this life is in his Son.
And
that he that has the Son has life.
Anybody that has the Son living inside him, what does that person have?
He has life.
He that does not have the Son of God living inside of him, he does not have life. That's the first inheritance. That the very life of God will be living inside you. The life that overcomes death. The life that holds in its hand the keys of hell and of death.
Amen.
Another inheritance is the eternal kingdom. You won't just be an inhabitant in the kingdom. You will own the kingdom. Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, verse 22, verse 27. Yes.
But the saint of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
Can you see that? The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and they will possess it forever, even forever and ever.
22.
Yes.
Until the ancient of days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High.
Yes.
And the time came that the saints possessed.
And the time came for them to possess the kingdom. Verse 27.
And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the old heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
That's one of your inheritances, though. Where I wrote it so that it will not distract me. I'll just tell you the few that I want to tell you. Okay. Now, eternal kingdom is not the same thing as the eternal city, New Jerusalem. That's the crown of it all, because that's the capital city of the entire universe. That will be our residence. But the kingdom will be what will rule together on behalf of and in conjunction with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The earthly nations can visit New Jerusalem, but they don't live there. Amen. It is the home of the Father and of his family. But the human nations that we live in then, they won't live there, but they can visit. Because there's a difference between a glorified human being and a natural human being. Amen. Maybe when it's time for questions, you can ask. I'll answer it. So I don't want to be distracted. Amen. Another thing that we will inherit are crowns. What did I say?
Crowns.
Depending on how we have labored and all of that, we'll be given crowns. Okay? But like I said, I can't find my notes, so I'll just go on. It's either 7 or 9 for all of them. Now, as I was saying, so we have an inheritance in the kingdom. As she read in that passage, it says that faith's not away, reserved in heaven for you. What does that mean? Reserved. There's something that is kept for you. When it's time and you have come home, what happens? Your reward will be given to you. And then some people will say, well, if Jesus will come like the next 3 years, let us be serious now. At least since the time is not long. Do you remember where Jesus said to Peter and his disciples, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? If a day with God is like 1,000 years, yeah? What would 1 hour look like? When one day before God is like 1,000 years will pass before God counts a day. You are using your own time. You are not using God's time. Whatever calculation you are doing, you do it by 1,000 years. That's what I'm saying. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You can't use 24 hours human time for God's time. God's time with God. One day with God, it is not definitely 24 hours. It is your own one day that is 24 hours. One full day with God is 1,000 years. What does that tell you? If you can wait for 1 hour, you can't wait for 2 hours. If you can wait for 2 hours, you can't wait with Jesus. You can't wait for Jesus to come for 3 hours. Is that one no more than 120 years? Now, people are always, you know, they'll be serious if they know Jesus will come next year. No, what he expects you to do.
So we can't wait for even a day.
That's the issue.
That's 1,000 years.
That's the issue.
That's the issue.
Human beings are so fickle. As far as God is concerned, the earth is not even up to 7 days old yet. This entire, since man has been living on the earth, it's not up to 7 days. It's not up to. Amen. Let me go on quickly because of my time. Okay? Now, so you will have an inheritance in the coming kingdom. Colossians 1:12. What does it say?
Giving thanks unto the Father.
Yes.
Which has made us to meet.
Yes.
Which has made us meet.
That is, which has made us qualified
to be partakers,
of the inheritance
of the saints in the light.
Can you read from Amplified Bible? Giving thanks to the Father.
Who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints?
That is God's people in the light. You understand? You will share in the inheritance. All of this will come through personal faith in the substitutionary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. So when you have faith in the fact that Jesus has paid all the price for me, what is my own? Just step in and start enjoying. Yeah. What's my own? Just step in by faith and start enjoying everything that has been promised. That's all. But people say, no, I must suffer to show that I really want to serve God. He doesn't want you to suffer.
I must earn it.
You have earned it the moment you apply your faith into it, that okay, Jesus has finished this thing and I believe what he has done. Everything is open for you. So some people will still say, but this thing is too simple. Can't it be hard a little? No, there's simplicity in Christ. Amen. Now, the full description, or the gospel's full description, actually is the gospel of the kingdom. Do you understand? You see, what I did was to explain, first of all, what is good news. And then to identify the actual good news, apart from all of these things people are peddling up and down. Eh? Now, if this good news is actually in full description, it is called the gospel of the kingdom, and you can read any of the scriptures there, you will see that it is so. Eh? Why is it so? Why is it called the gospel of the kingdom? It is because it is the good news announcing the coming of the kingdom of God and the way of man's readmission. Because remember that man was kicked out of Eden. Do you remember?
Yes,
so the reason why it's called the gospel of the kingdom, it is because it is announcing to every human being that yes, some 6 days ago, your forefathers were kicked out. Now, you can come back in by a new and living way through the death of Jesus Christ. He has opened a new way. You can come back inside. Okay? Since man's is a way of man's readmission into it after the first man forfeited it for the human race due to his rebellion and sin. Now you can come back in. That's why it is the gospel of the kingdom. You said?
From the scripture, man.
Okay.
1,000 years is like one day.
Yes.
And 1 day is like 1,000 years.
Yes. So no man has ever lived up to one day. So when God is saying, are you not going to be able to wait with me for 1 hour? So throughout your lifetime, you cannot hold on to your faith and stay with me and say, no, we have been waiting for Jesus to come. Since he didn't come, let me go back, Joe. Go. No problem. It's a way of readmission into the coming kingdom. As man was kicked out, man is now brought back in. And when he's brought back in, he's brought back in to rule. Of such importance, I'm trying to wrap up now, and then wherever I stop, that's where we'll continue from in the morning, okay? Then, particularly so that you can ask questions if you have them. Of such importance is this kingdom that there are overwhelming scriptural evidences as to the origin of the kingdom, the nature of the kingdom, the tenure of the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, the heirs of the kingdom, the subjects of the kingdom. Each of these things I'm mentioning to you has at least 2 scriptures. Okay? I'll make that note available so that you can further it in your own private study. Okay? The heirs of the kingdom,
the subjects of the kingdom, the perpetuity of the kingdom, the value on the, of the kingdom, and so on and so forth. The fact that the prophets testified of the kingdom, of this same kingdom. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus, preached this same kingdom. His apostles confirmed this same kingdom. And it is primarily given to us to announce before all men, should help us to understand how important the reality of the kingdom is, and why the Lord Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, would want us to understand this living hope the early church saw and grasped. That neither death nor life, persecution nor affliction, plenty or want could quench their hunger, nor douse their desire to see it established as quickly as possible. When we come back, we'll be looking at what then is the kingdom of God. That is the gospel. And that's why it's called the gospel of the kingdom. What I will simply do is to define it, but I won't explain. Okay? So that when we pray, if you have questions from what we have learned so far, we'll take it. Then when we come in the morning tomorrow, we will begin to look at what is the kingdom of God. We've already established that is the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is the future, permanent, eternal, and earthly reign of our Lord Jesus Christ over a theocratic government. Whose capital city is New Jerusalem? A reign that extends to all the earth and the entire universe. And it is in fulfillment of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. Amen. Don't worry about what does it mean. When we come tomorrow morning, we will look at it. Okay? But so the kingdom is not church, it's not, and it's not this time. It is actually a literal kingdom. Amen. A renewed kingdom where there's no sin. And it will be established upon this earth. We'll go through it, we'll see all the scriptures. May the Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be missing from it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.